And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
So, it's the radio show and it's late because that's just how I do, I guess. But this is Layla, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. What's up? That was the amazing Femisa 10 from Spain. That song was called Cardenas. And this is an incredible record and you should totally get one. I don't know how you can, though, because they seem to have only imported it to Japan and it's... But I think you can get it from La Vida Moose Records, which is the secret for a good life for sure. Anyways, I am going to play a set of reissues. And sorry for all the technical upsets at the beginning of the show. I don't know. I guess I should have just redone it, but I didn't because that's just how I am so punk. I'm into mistakes. Yeah, for sure.
A schizophrenic that dances in your blood, and this feeling is very hot. There's vibration in the world. You are flying through the streets and people run away. You feel that you're alone and death is not far. Death is fair. You know you are fair. Everywhere is hate and death. wanna be a cop. The current must be, they say fill it up. Little do they know, they're filling me up with envy and hate. I know that I can't wait. I'm gonna bump the phone and I won't work here anymore. Yeah. Way out in the dark, I wanna be a dog. Way out in the dark, I wanna be a dog. I have to go to school, I'll study real hard. The day that I'm finished, I'll fill the prison yard. Marijuana is a spark, heroin is a flame. If you kick it hurt, I'll find out who's to blame. Way out in the dark, I wanna be a dog. Way out in the dark, I wanna be a dog. There'll be no safety for rock and roll trash. When I put the cuffs on, they better have cash. At the clubs where they play, at the motels where they stay. When they see my car, they know who's a star. Wear rubber balls, suits, custom shirts. And when I put the cuffs on, I'll be sure it hurts. Way out in the dark, I wanna be a dog. Way out in the dark, I wanna be a dog. Christine and Nancy make the inner safe place. They'll soon know I'm still working on the case. I'll have secret keys to the Chelsea Hotel. And all the ODs, I'll exit back from hell. Way out in the dark, I wanna be a dog. Way out in the dark, I wanna be a dog. Get this gas station, just for more weed. Laugh till then, call me geek. Out here in the valley, there's a lot of guys like me. Table's gonna turn, hour of the gun. Take off your coat for Mr. Popstar. Learn how to run. This is called Let's Get Zooed Out. Sun's gone and it's dark. The time that we love. Let's scream and let's shout. Let's get zooed out. Continental living. Imitation living. Bring on the kitchen sink. Let's get zooed out. We'll be right back.
Hey, so that last song was by the Axemen, which is a band from New Zealand, I think, in the early 80s. And this is a concept album that is about some sexist milk advertisements that ran in their town, I guess. It is a reissue, and it's on Silk Breeze, and that is the theme of this set, reissues, that is. Before that, I played The Testers, which is from a live bootleg that came out that's pretty amazing, actually. It's got really cool flyer reproductions. Or maybe it's not a bootleg, actually. I think it's legit. Sorry. It came out on Incognito Records. Anyway, it's a really great document of an awesome band. It's live recordings at CBGB, Max's Kansas City, The Ritz, The Hot Club. And before that was my favorite Black Randy and the Metro Squad song, I Wanna Be a Knock, which I think I've actually played on the radio before. I should have picked another one, but that is my favorite. Sorry. Anyway, it's from this double album that just came out, Past the Dust, I Think I'm Bowie. And that is on Vinyl Countdown, and you should get it because Black Randy is next levels. True freaks. And then before that, I played Chester Vomit and the Dry Heaves. Start From Scratch. This is from a reissue on Rave Up Records. And this is an Indiana punk band from 1978. And it's a really great 7-inch. I kind of played a weird slow jam, but the rest of it is kind of more rockin'. But super great 7-inch. You should get it. And Chester Vomit and the Dry Heaves is an excellent punk name, I think. And first up was Remo Vor, the song's called Frog Grammar, and this record is amazing. It came out on Rich Bitch Records, and I guess this is a band, they were German, and they were going for kind of a hard rockin' sound, but because of their super lo-fi budget production, it came out sounding like that. And I guess it's a Kill by Death classic or whatevs, but it's super good. And sorry, I have no idea why I'm saying whatevs and stuff, speaking like a valley girl. But next up is a set of lady fronted jams. This is Weave with Mouthpiece.
Fictional, fictitious air, rotting air. The lies, they're everywhere. Long nose and wooden hair. Nihilistic are your nightmares. Mouthpiece hysteria. Mouthpiece hysteria. Malicious, fictitious, fictional, fictitious. Fictitious, fictional, fictitious.
Okay, so that was a set of Lady Fronted Records. First up was Weave with Mouthpiece Hysteria, which is kind of a crazily perfect facsimile of post-punk Slits era music. I like it, but it's very strange sounding. I don't know. There's something artificial about it, but I don't know what it is. But it's a pretty cool record. Sorry, that's such a diss. Sissy is laughing at me. And Dan is too. Ouch, sorry. Whatevs. Next up was Mutating Meltdown, which is some of the girls from Finally Punk. That came out on M'lady Records, and I think they are sold out, but I think distros still have it. And that's a 7-inch, and that song was called 6 Minutes Underground. Then was Grupo Sub One, which is, I guess it would be Grupo Sub Uno. I don't know, anyways. Right? I don't know. They're making fun of me again. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Anyway, that song's called Cement, and I think that's my favorite song of theirs ever, because sometimes their music is a little too cartoony for me, but that song is so raging. And then was La Us with Cedo and Belgrado, and that is, both of those songs are examples of why Spanish punk music is seriously some of the best that is happening right now. So raging. You guys should totally get this La Us LP. It's called Producto, and it came out on Bowery Records. It's so good. And last up was Andalusians, which is Discord's latest release. And I don't know how I feel about it. Like, again, I'm playing basically all records from the new bin, like recently released records. And I kind of like that. Like, the guitar reminds me a bit of Casual Dots, and her voice is kind of Sleater Kinney-ish. But I don't know. After listening to that Spanish punk, I was not in the mood for the indie rock or something. Anyways, in response, I am now going to play a set of recently released hardcore. This is Cult Ritual.
Hit it. Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! Hit it! Hit it!
Okay, so that was No Slogan from Chicago, and that was called KGB, and it's from their Killed by Gentrification 7-inch. And before that, I played Control de Estado, who are from Florida, and that was called Something to Say. And before that was The Plates, with Sentimental Jenny Jones Fonda Has Been Around Fucking Ever. And I think that they're from upstate New York, but I'm not sure. Then Walls with Reaction, Reaction, Reaction from their 12-inch that just came out. And I think they broke up, but I don't know. But anyway, so if they didn't, someone should interview them. We've been trying to get them in the magazine forever. Before that was Cult Ritual covering Sonic Youth, 8969, Death Valley 69. Everyone's obsessed with the Mattsons, Weird Hardcore, Brace Belden, etc., etc. Next up, I'm going to play Eddy Current Suppression Ring. This is a new set of new jams, kind of more garagey shit.
Right, yep, we're ready. Hey! was my friend. No longer it thaws in my head. There's a noise in my head. I thought silence was my friend. Wretched noise. All I got is noise running through my head.
So that was a short set of new kind of garagey records. First up was Eddie Current's Suppression Ring with Noise in My Head. Then was Kid Conga and his Pink Monkey Birds with Rare as the Yeti. And this record is super awesome. It just came out on In the Red. It's a new LP and you should get it if you want to listen to some mutant sounds. Then that was Gigi King with In the Terminal. That is basically most members of the Carboners with the drummer Greg singing and composing the music. And it's a pretty awesome 7-inch. It's on Douche Master. And you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You can check us out on the web at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. We have a censored version of the show available for radio stations, so go to our website and check that out if you want to. Click on stations. We also are accepting tax-deductible donations of any amount, and there's a link on our website. And you can also email us for info at radio@maximumrockandroll.com or mrr@maximumrockandroll.com. Send 2 copies of vinyl or CD only releases and tapes to MRR PO Box 460760, San Francisco, California 94146. I'm trying to think if there's any other exciting news. The new issue just came out with Criminal Damage on the cover, so you should look out for it. You can order it on our website too, which we just updated, and we have a new exciting website that is going to appear sometime in the summer. But we actually have an in-between one that's really awesome. And thanks to Paul for putting that together. It looks really good. I am going to end the show with X Malank X, who are an old Ohio band. This song is called You're Full of... Every other record I played was from the new bin. And this one is from the old bin. Yeah.
From the goddamn first thing I do in the morning to the goddamn